نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا ماستر اند ليدر حبيبنا مصطفى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday, and likewise it is the 27th night of Ramadan Mubarak. So inshaAllah al-Aziz, when we study the works of the great scholars like Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah and of Hafiz Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah, they said that in the last 10 nights, if the odd night concurs and it is in correspondence with the night of Jumu'ah, then there is a very, very good chance that it will be Laylatul Qadr. So inshallah, we hope and pray that tonight is Laylatul Qadr, the night of destiny and the night of majesty. And we should not be wasting time during this night. Rather, we should turn more and more to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So there are various discussions. Let's go to the first one. Suratul Qadr. Surah Qadr is chapter 97 of the Noble Quran. And if you study it, this is known as Ijazul Quran, the miracle of the Noble Quran. So what is the miracle of the Noble Quran? That is, if you count in Surah Qadr, how many words are there? You will find that there are 30 words in that Qur'an, in that surah. If you count how many letters there are, lo and behold, you will find that there are 114 letters. So what does it tell us? Already from time immemorial, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has decreed that the Qur'an Sharif will have 30 parts. So you heard tonight, mashallah, all of Imams, they read very well. Allah Jalla Wala reward them, reward their parents, reward their teachers and all those who help them. So they read the 28 juz of the normal Quran. So 30 words, and that is a symbol of the 30 juz, the 30 sufarat in the normal Quran. 114 letters, so that is showing us that how many surahs and chapters there are in the normal Quran. So we should understand the glory, the beauty, the style, the diction of the Noble Quran. We are the only people on the face of this earth that have a constitution from the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam right till today, right till the day of justice, in its pristine purity. You go to the Christians, you go to the Jews, you go to any religion, ask them that show me where is your gospel, your Bible, your Injil. The original one revealed to Nabi Isa, Jesus alayhi salam, peace be upon him. On the radio I say, they have so many different versions of the Bible that even the virgins get confused. Listen. And you must remember, if you ask the Jutla, you'll know Jutla. You know Jutla. Yeah, Jutla is Jew. If you ask the Jew, some Arab brothers here, they won't know the term Jutla. It's istilahuna, our terminology. For Jew, we say Jutla. So the Jutla, if you ask them, Torah, show me that Torah, one copy, single copy, that was revealed to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and show me one person who has bahated it from cover to cover in the original language. How many times I challenged the Pope and I told him, Pope, that you must read the Bible in the original language from cover to cover by heart. So the answer came from there, there's no hope for the Pope. You see, what answer came? There's no hope for the Pope. So remember that. So these Jutlas, if you challenge them, they are rabbis, Quran, Kareem, Maulana read, Jumma read, then Suratul Jumu'ah, chapter 62, 11 verses. So chapter 62, verse 5, Almighty Allah speaks of the rabbis and his scholars of the Jews. They call them Ribbiyin, they call them rabbis. Allah Ta'ala says, who are they? Chapter 62, verse 5, كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. Their parable example is like of a donkey who carries a lot of books and encyclopedias and so forth and so on. So that is the example Allah is giving. Not one of them can read the Torah, the original Torah, by memory, the same Torah that was revealed to Nabi Musa alayhi salam in the original language. And when we challenge them, then they call us terrorists or they call us anti-Semites because they can't answer the question. So see, this is the glory, the beauty of the Noble Quran. Then go ahead. Laylatul Qadr. How many letters are there? Laylatul Qadr. How many? 9. And how many times is it mentioned in the surah? You all know Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. And you will find that Laylatul Qadr, the words are mentioned 3 times in this particular surah. And it has 9 letters, so all of you know arithmetic and maths, 9 times 3, 27. So it's a 27 night. One day, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, he held an emergency meeting. Today when we have meetings, the first thing they'll ask, not what is on the agenda, they will ask what is the menu, you see. They khana peena chale kya hai? What we got to eat and drink? If there's no chawas there, hardly people will come for the meeting. You know it is nowadays. Our life today, our etiquette, our brothers here, mashallah, I don't know them. But I know where we stay. You see, that's right, Jannatpur Pretoria. So this one youngster, I asked him, I said, they tell me that you always sit in this masjid here for etiquette for many years. He said, I must sit here in this masjid. I asked him, why you must sit here? He said, the chows are number one, you see. And then you won't get the chows at home, what you get here in this masjid. So South African is here. South African etikaf is what? We start 60 kilos and eat night, we come out with 70 kilos. That is our etikaf. So Sayyidina Umar Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda held this emergency meeting. What is on the menu? What is on the agenda? Mata Laylatul Qadr. For you the Arabs who are sitting here, mashallah, Arabic is your mother tongue. So we have to learn Arabic from scratch and so forth. It's a great book. You can Google it by Sheikh Farooq Hamada. Sheikh Farooq Hamada. So he wrote the book Laylatul Qadr, and you will find that incident is mentioned there. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu is Amir, Sahaba are there, senior, senior Sahaba. Then he invited one young Sahabi. Who is the young Sahabi he invited? Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu. Abdullah ibn Abbas in Bukhari Sharif is mentioned. On the occasion of Hajjatul Wida, the farewell Hajj, remember, lam yahtali. He was not even Bali, he was not even mature. And 3 months after that was the demise of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. So it shows he was so young. So Sahaba objected on Sayyidina Umar and said, we have children and grandchildren his age. What is he doing in this meeting of ours? But is Umar, Ama Akrata Man Umar. Do you even know who's Umar? Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti Rahimahullah writes, Al-Ishqan fi Ulum al-Qur'an. What Umar said, Amirul Mu'mineen on the first, Allah sent from the arsh more than 50 times. Today all of you, I think majority of you, you've been for Umrah, you've been for Hajj. Last night, 27 nights in Makkah, more than 3 million people there in Makkah Mukarramah. Madinah Munawwarah, more than 1 million people. Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak, 180,000 people. So this is Allah. See how many people go and they know the meaning of this night. Therefore they come from far and wide. Min kulli fajjin abiq, as the Quran says. So Sayyidina Umar asked the Sahaba, what you say, Mata Laylatul Qadr? When is Laylatul Qadr? He gave an opinion. What you say, when is Laylatul Qadr? He gave an opinion. Every one of the senior Sahaba gave the opinion. Last, finally, he said, Umar radiallahu ta'ala and asked him. Now he's 8, now he's about 15, 16, 17, not more than that. So say Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu. Now you must take cognizance of the fact. He Habibuna Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day called him Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu and embraced him and made dua for him. اللهم علمه التأويل. يا الله teach him the meaning interpretation of the noble Quran. وفقهه في الدين and give him the profound deep understanding of Islam. So special dua Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made for him. So he said, ما رأيك يا فتى, oh you youngster, what you say, متى ليلة القدر. He said, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, that we see Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, تحروا ليلة القدر في الأشر الأواخر أي في الوتر. So you must search and look for ليلة القدر in the last 10 nights, and in the last 10 nights, in the odd night, you open Mishkan Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, various compilations, you will find the hadith there. So I say, now Sahaba, listen, what does Yaqsir say? So he said, on the seventh night it is. The seventh night of the last 10 nights. So meaning 27. So in Arabic, in Islam, we have a law. Manidda'a shay'an fa'alayhi dalil. When you make a claim and you say something, you must corroborate, substantiate it with dalil, with evidence. You can't just say something. So Sayyidina Umar said, fine, keep dalil. Now you must bring dalil. Now listen to his dalil. Listen to the evidence of the youngster. He say, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, when I looked up to the sky, that also they read now. Allahu alladhi khalaqa as-samawat. When I look at the sky, I think of this ayat, that there are seven heavens and seven skies. When I look down, wa min al-ardi mithlahun, then I see that there are, Allah speaks of seven earths as well. Oh insan, oh mother, sister, brother, all of you who are listening, listen to what Allah says before all the doctors, scientists, all the gynecologists in Surah 23, verse number 12, 13, 14. Allah Jalla Wala speaks about tatawwurul insan fi batni ummihi, how the human development in the womb of the mother, how the fetus develops. Allah speaks of it. In those days already, who is doctor, engineer, or scientist and all that were there that time? So Allah says, Abdullah ibn Abbas is explaining, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَأَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثم خلقنا النطفة علقة فخلقنا العلقة مضغة فخلقنا العلقة مضغة فكسونا العظام لحما. So we see that Allah spoke of seven stages the human being goes through. My birthday was just now a few days ago, Islamically. At 70 years, I'm old now. My mother, beloved mother, gave birth to me. She passed away. Father passed away. On these occasions, we remember them. They're 70 years old, Islamically. Gregorian calendar 16. But what is it? So we went through, I went through, you went through that in the womb of your beloved mother. And then the day came, we were born. She forgot all the labor pain and she embraced us and she kissed us. For tabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqin. Seven stages, oh human being. Which doctor was there that time? Which scientist, professor was there that time? This is Ijazul Quran. Then he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, when I see that the food we eat and consume, so there I see, فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا حَبَّوْا وَعِنَبَوْا وَقَدْبَوْا وَزَيْتُونَوْا وَنَقْلَىٰ. If you, Hafiz Sahib, you go count it, you will find this eight there. You read the Rabbi, Imam, you must count, it's eight. So why eight? Abba. Abba is du'am lil an'am. So that is the food for the animals. So human consumption, how many there are? Seven. Now the senior Sahaba are looking, look at this youngster. He's taking out such jewels of the Quran, we never even dreamt about it. And Sayyidina Umar is elated and delighted. You objected, now you understand why I brought this youngster here. So he is a master of Quran tafsir, Bahrul Ulum, the ocean of knowledge, and Ra'isul Mufassirin. He had his own madrasa there in Makkah Mukarramah. He used to stay out of Makkah. He shouldn't stay in Makkah, Abdullah ibn Abbas. Why he shouldn't stay in Makkah? Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 25. وَمَنْ يُرِيدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. In the haram area, Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah. You know, you youngsters, you got BMW, M3, 3M. You know? You officer go to there, I see you smiling good.
Ismail.
You also, you read, isn't it? What's your name?
Maria.
MashaAllah. You also. What's your name? Jamil. MashaAllah. Those of you listening, we got Hafiz Muhammad Jamil, then we got here Ismail, and then we got Muawiyah, Tamar Barakatu. You see, we have to put DB behind that. So one day asked me, what does DB business? So I told him in Arabic, DB means you understand Tamar Barakatu, Allah keep the perfect for you. There in the Asia, DB means we got one shop there, DBs, you know, Dabelias. I said, for me and you, DB means don't bother. Come, let's go from the masjid. You won't understand anything. And I'm in Ali, I'll tell you what the Mawlana is to speak about. So for us, it's DB, don't bother. You understood? So cut long story short, so you must remember this. So he, Abdullah ibn Abbas, went on. He said, when we go for, we are telling you that when he used to teach, he used to stay out of Makkah, out of Mina, out of Muzdalifah, out of the Haram. When he used to come to Makkah, his students are waiting. Qatada is waiting, Mujahid is waiting, Ta'us bin Kaysan is waiting. Mujahid says, pay attention, Mujahid says, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu passed away when the year 68 after Hijrah, Muhammad bin Hanafiya, Sayyidina Ali's son, he performed janaza salat in Ta'if. Those of you going to Ta'if, so you bring for Umrah, you bring for Hajj, you must visit Ta'if. You must go to Masjid ibn Abbas, and you must go there, you will see his great Mubarak is there as well. And when you come back from Ta'if, you must perform Umrah also according to the Hanafis. Nevertheless, so Mujahid says, the last 3 years of his life, Abdullah ibn Abbas, he taught me tafsir of the noble Quran, ayat for ayat, ayat for ayat, ayat for ayat. Their life was Quran. Fasting is a duty. Tilawat of Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. Fasting is a duty. But the beauty of Ramadan is tilawat of Quran. See, now the time came for Mujahid, he's a student of Jabbas, to pass away. Ayyuhal Arab, kaifa tuwaffiya Mujahid? Ay tuwaffiya wa huwa sajidun amama baytillah, amama ka'batil bi'ah, musharrafah. He passes away, Mujahid, in sujood, and is right in front of the baytullah. Why? He gave his life for the Quran, you must remember that. So that is how we should be attached to the noble Quran, and then we will see that the honor, the dignity, Allah Jalla Wala will give us. So that is one example. Carry on. So now he said, when we make tawaf, sab'atu ashwat in 7th round, we go Safa Marwa, you start by Safa, you end at Marwa 7. So then the Sahaba are all looking down now. Look at this youngster, he's beating us. And Sayyidina Umar is smiling. When he finished all his evidence, then Sayyidina Umar looked at him, eye contact now. Uwafikuka fi hadhil qadhiya ya fata. Oh youngster, I, Amirul Mu'mineen, I concur with you, I agree with you. 27 night is Laylatul Qadr. See, to the knowledge, Allah bless his people with me and you tonight. Beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma. There's nothing in the Quran, 6236, that Allah Jalla Wala commanded Nabi alayhi salam, ask for more Iman, ask for more Islam, ask for more health, ask for more wealth. Nowhere in Quran you will find. Not in Quran, we have to ask for more Iman, but in Quran it's not mentioned, direct commandment, you won't find. But one thing you will find, chapter 20, verse 114, Rabbi zidni ilma. Why? Knowledge, we have to imbibe and acquire the correct knowledge. If we have the correct knowledge, then we will have the correct Iman, the correct Islam, the correct understanding of Islam. Today there are so many different people. The Shias will tell you, the Qadianis will tell you, Aga Khanis will tell you. Everybody is claiming, so you must remember that. We want Islam of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah. What the beloved Sahaba radiallahu anhu understood. The Awliyaullah. And remember the four schools of jurisprudence, the Maliki, Shafi, Hanafi, Hanbalis. So that is Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. See, I spoke of Awliyaullah. You youngsters who are Hafiz, it's a very good lesson for you. There was one person. There was one person, Waliullah. His name was Bayazid Bustami Rahimahullah. So now Thursday night, today is Thursday night, he sees a dream that he's in the church. Friday night, again he sees the dream, he's in the church. Saturday night, again he sees the dream, he's in a church. You all don't try all these things, and me also, I can't do all this. So these are Awliyaullah, special people. So he says the dream, it means something. So Sunday came, he tried to camouflage himself little bit, and he said, let me go sit there in the church. You know the Christians go. He was a backbencher. There are no backbenchers. In politics, if you're a backbencher, it means you sit right at the back, you speak once a year, and you collect full wages, you understand? You know it is with politics. So you must remember, the priest came, pastor, father, God, whatever you are. So his people told him, Father, start the sermon. People are waiting. Father said, priest said, I can't start. So what do you mean you can't start? They said, today in this congregation is a Muslim. Then maybe he saw something. Who's the Muslim? Please pick up your hand. He picked up. Muslim. Muslim? He come here. In front. So he called him. For who? Hazrat Bayazid Bustami Rahimahullah. So Hazrat Bayazid Bustami Rahimahullah was summoned right in front. Silence in the church, you must remember. Totally. He said, see, I am the priest, the father of this church. But I am going to ask you certain questions. But the proviso and condition is, you must answer each one from the Quran. Not from either of the Bible. But you see, when you waliullah, you don't trust your knowledge, you don't trust people, you trust Allah Jalla Wala, and you have taqwa, true piety. When you have that, wattaqullah wa yuallimukum. When you have taqwa, our taqwa is in Ramadan, we shukr Muslims. After it, all mix up. Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe shaitan. You see, we please Allah and we please shaitan also. That's not taqwa. Taqwa is all times, all places, all circumstances, taqwa. So then Bayali Bustami say, Kabul, I accept. We place this trust in Allah. So he said, remember every answer from Quran. I'm being fast. Your Hafiz is there. Hafiz Muawiyah, Hafiz Ismail, and Hafiz Zubair.
Muhammad
Jamil, yeah. So all of you now pay attention. It's a good lesson for you all. I see your youngsters, mashallah. You see, I spoke of M3. And all that. Tomorrow when you guys go to propose, you can't do what the Nissan and Toyota, they'll tell you we need istihara. But go to BMW. So they'll ask you, for what you come with the BMW? You married her. How many wives? I think you got two wives. You see, I can see you have two teeth up a your wife took it away. So your mother, Bairi Khalas Kari Vajjah. In Behman, you say, Bairi Khalas Kari Vajjah. One Bairi took one of teeth and the other one took the other two. But the four took two. MashaAllah, you must stop there now. If you're going to go forward, then you'll be in Rukhu all the time. So, So anyway, so in a case like that, what will happen is this. So now you guys go with the BMW. So your future father-in-law will say, why you came? You will say, no, I came for your daughter. With the BMW, be my wife. You say, like that. He says, right. So let's carry on. So now he starts. Who is one and not two? They say, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ وَحَدٌ. Who is two and not three? وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. The alternating of the day and the night. What is three and not four? The priest is asking, as though the paper leaks. You know in South Africa, every year the paper leaks in Matric. You know South Africa, a lot of leaking stories. Like the Americans now, it leaks, you understood?
سلطان دخل دوات وجوده او شيطان
اقيم الصلاه لدلوك الشمس سيدي اون ذا ورد then what is 6 and not 7 خلقنا السماوات والارض في سته ايام I created the heavens and the earth in 6 days and no fatigue no tiredness did touch me these Christians they say Allah created it in 6 days and then what happened that you must remember that he got so tired Allah forbid Sunday he went to rest and so forth so that we reject totally is blasphemy is kufr to say that فَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُّهُمْ No fatigueness, no tiredness reach me. So that is what we should understand and know that. So that is 6 and not 7. What is 7 and not 8? I told you just now. اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ Allah created the 7 heavens. What is 8 and not 9? وَيَحْمِلْ And what is 8 and not 9? So then Allah says, وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ Yawma idin samaniya, that 8 people, 8 angels will carry the arsh of Rahman on day of Qiyamah, the throne of Allah. What is 9 and not 10? Babatan is a very nice place, you see. If I tell people now I'm hungry, thirsty, 9 people will come. Come my house, come my house. So Quran said it was one place. وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْأَةُ رَهَةٍ يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ There were 9 people, their families, all troublemakers, mischief makers. You know, Kuchabi all the time, cause problems all the time, brother. So there, so you read that verse. What is 10 and not 11? The church is silent, man. Look at this man. How he's answering? Hazrat Bayezid Bustami. So he said, what is 10 and not 11? He said, Tilka Ashratun Kamila. You see, your brothers, you go for Hajj. You make so much shopping, shopping, shopping. Our mothers, they can't stop shopping, you know. When we go for Umrah Hajj, when I have to take the group, so they push me in front, make dua. So I make dua. Ya Allah, humare Umrah kabul farma. Ya Allah, accept our Umrah. Everybody say Ameen. Ya Allah, humare Hajj kabul farma. Accept our Hajj, Ameen. Ya Allah, hum ziyarat Madina kabul farma. Accept our ziyarat to Madina rega. I say, Ya Allah, Madina ki maut naseeb farma. Ya Allah, let us pass away in Madina. They all become Hanafis. You understood? All Hanafis. No Ameen. Yeah, so they say Ameen maybe loud, softly, in the heart. You know? So I asked them, why you don't say Ameen now? They say, no, too many riyals and dollars here. I asked Kala, why Ameen no? They say, it's shopping baki chip. Shopping list is still not finished. You say. So like that we are. So you must remember that Quran says, when you're performing tamattu hajj, qiran hajj, you have to slaughter hadi. What our people call dumb sugar. But the money penny lay finished now. You must keep 10 fast. Tilka ashadun kamila. Surah Yusuf, what is 11 and not 12? Inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam is young. But he see dream 11 stars. What is 12 and not 13? Surah 9 verse 36. Inna iddata shuhuri indallahi inna ashara shahra. That the amount of months, Islamic months, at 12, the day Allah created the universe. The people are shocked, astonished and amazed. How this person can answer like that? The priest said, the priest was also a scholar. He said, all your answers are right. The priest told him, all your answers are right. He said, I got 2 more questions, then I'm finished. Then the ultimate question I'm asking you, he asked for, Hazrat Bayezid Bustami. Who is the person? He was in the grave and the grave was moving around, around, around and then he came out alive from the grave. He said very easy. Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتِ The fish, it swallowed him. So the fish is going around and Nabi Yunus alayhi salam is inside. Jonah in the fish. You know, Quran speaks of it. And then after 3 days, 40 days, some ulama say, فَنَبَذْنَاهُ بِالْعَرَاءِ So then the fish cast him out. He's right. He said, final question. Last question. Ultimate question. Which is the piece of land that the sun will not shine there again in future and the sun didn't shine there in the past, only once it was shining on the piece of land. If some non-Muslim, Muslim have to come and ask that the question, how would you say, what do you say, Abu Muawiyah, Dhamma Barakatuh?
You can answer it. So he answered. He said that the priest, the other Bayezid answered. He said, "Please, you see, Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Musa alayhi salam that the Bani Israel are in bondage. They are there as slaves. So one day, the big party for them. You know the Bura, the party time. So Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, they drank wine, dine and swine. You know, because so they people knew if they want to escape, there's the day they must escape. Because these guys are drunk, they feel totally drunk. So same thing with them, that the third day they see that there's one night they're going to celebrate. So they don't know what's happening. Me and Nabi Harun alayhi salam, you come, we'll take you out from here. So for us, we be ibad. And Allah Ta'ala warned him, innakum muttaqoon. So they took their people out. Now they going. So when these people now, they woke up and after that, after they drank, they see all the bomb. So now they run. So they start chasing. Lo and behold, now is the Red Sea in front. And here behind, you must remember, is who? Pharaoh and his army. Right? So now the people told Nabi Musa alayhi salam, "Inna la mudrakun." See, now we big problem. We are caught now. So he said, "Hakallah, no. But Allah is telling me what I must do. Inna ma'iya rabbi sayati." So he took his stick and he hit on the ocean. 12 parts. The water became land and sand. And the Red Sea opened. And what time was it, brothers? What time? فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ وَتَقَوْ مُشْرِقِينَ إِشْرَاق time. مُشْرِق وَتَقَوْ non-Muslim idol worshiper. See? So the sun is rising and the water has become land and sand and they cross through. It's the only time that on that land that the sun was shining. Once only it happened. And after that the water came back and the Pharaoh and the people drowned. He said, "Your answer is right." The people were amazed. Hazrat Bayezid Bustami said, "Mr. Priest, Pastor, Father, whatever, you asked me 14 questions, the answers you would have and mercy of Allah. I beg your indulgence, can I ask you one question?" He said, "Go ahead." He said, "I want to ask you one question." So he asked him, "Ma huwa miftahul jannah? Jannat ki kunji, jannat ki chabi kya? What is the key of jannah?" Fabuhit alladhi kafir. So he, the pastor, the priest, his wuzu broke. You understood? I mean, his wuzu broke. Everything broke, front, back, and everything. He couldn't answer. So the people say, "Hopeless priest of ours." He asked the Muslim 14 questions, he answered. The Muslim asked him one question, he can't answer. So then he said, "Okay, can I tell the people what is the answer?" He said, "Go ahead." So he read Hazrat Bayezid Bustami. "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh." That, "Ya Allah, that I want to teach this people what is the key to Jannah," and therefore Allah told him to go. So all the people in the church, they start reading the Kalima and all become Muslim. You see, brothers? So me and you share, if you go in the church, you got two already, then you come out from there, you bring another one with you. What you say? Huh? You say, "This one is like Bayamoy." Is it? You speak Afrikaans, English, Longile, you see. So we can do all these things here. So brothers, that is my message to you. Every one of us, come back to the Quran Sharif, come back to the Sunnah. Tonight, don't waste your time. Everyone read Salatul Tasbih. Everyone read Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Shukr. Very, very important. Ramadan is coming to an end. Inshallah, Monday is Eid, inshallah. When the moon is sighted and so forth, then remember that all our ibadah will be accepted if we have mended ties, we have arguments with people, that we have problems, that we just look the other way, we don't make salam. So nothing is accepted. Understand this, brother? Sahih hadith, authentic hadith, open discussion. Myself and Ahmad Gora, Ahmed Gurama's thing, he came to fetch me, I stayed there. Allah reward him, you understood. So that I can see he's getting older by the day, you understand? He's a chairman. The big chairman is sitting on the chair, small chairman is sitting on the floor, you understand? So like that. I will tell chairman, you know? He's small chairman. So you must have, he's right, he must sit on the chair and small chairman on the floor. So anyway, then, so what happens is that all the responsibilities and all that come on your head that you get, you know, all this stuff. So brothers, Allah reward him. Example, we're not talking, Allah forbid. So now I look, I turn away. I can finish Quran every day, it's not accepted. Uturukhuma hatta yastaliha. We have to make salam to one another. It's a prerequisite for acceptance of our deeds. So I beg you, brothers, I beg you, sisters, I beg you, daughter-in-laws, story time, your life stories. We in Arafat, so now we in Ihram. A lady comes to me, there in the afternoon, and she says, Mufti, I want to ask you a question. If somebody comes to you in Arafat and say, I want to ask you a question, so obviously you will think it's something to do. They say, Mufti, can I make dua? My mother-in-law must die quickly. My mother-in-law, she must pick the bucket quickly, simple terms. Now it's like that, we carry on. I say, can't you make this dua? That Ya Allah, bring ulfat, muhabbat, mawaddat, bring true love between me and my mother-in-law. You in Arafat, couldn't you make that dua? So we are like that, you see, brothers, sisters. So all of us tonight, ask people for forgiveness from the bottom of our heart. Not just customary tradition, just send a WhatsApp, make me maaf, no. You must ask the person sincerely that I caused you harm. I ask you for Allah's sake, forgive me. Then, inshallah, it will be forgiven and Allah will accept our ibadah. So, my brothers, don't kill time. Ramadan means to burn our sins. So, inshallah, we burn more and more sins and we turn to Allah. And which du'as you must make tonight? Three du'as I teach you. Number one, which you all know, and Hafiz have read it after the 20 rakats, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna, is authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So read that abundantly, even in sajda. Out of salat you go, then and you read it, fine. You read it in salat, very good. You see, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. What is the greatest gift Allah blessed us with? The gift of Iman and Islam. But that is not sufficient. You see Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl, you all know. His name was Amr bin Hisham. Abu al-Hakam was his kunya. The people loved him. He was a big shot, the non-Muslims. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Jahl, he don't want to accept the message and messenger. He died on a Friday. He died in Ramadan. He was killed in Badr. The specs they have. If somebody tells you a person died on Friday Ramadan, you say, Subhanallah. So Abu Jahl died on Friday Ramadan, but no Iman. Pray to Allah. Quran says, you see that? If you open Surah Dukhan, all that you will find there. Zuk, innaka antal azizul kareem, is for him. So my brothers, this is the greatest dua. Ya Allah, keep us steadfast with Iman. Ya Allah, let us die with Iman and Islam and make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you, O our beloved. That is the dua we must make. Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawman al-qaqa. All of you fathers, mothers, grandparents, for your children, grandchildren, always make this dua. Ya Allah, give me, give my spouse, give my parents, give my children, my progeny, grant them afia, afia. You know South Africa is so many kidnapping, so many hijacking. So afia is one word, encyclopedic meaning, you understood? Allah give us protection. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Protect our Iman, protect our health, protect our wealth, protect our izzat, our honor. Allah protect our families. Everything comes in there. It's one word, encyclopedic meaning. So we will read Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. We will beg Allah for Khatima, ending with Iman and Islam. And we beg Allah Jalla Wala on this Mubarak night and read abundant Durood Sharif, the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best night of the week and the best month of the year. sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is what we should do. We'll do inshallah. So we got 15, 16 minutes left inshallah. So we make dua now, and all of you are listening. So you also say Ameen. Allah Jalla Wala accept us. We are sinners, we are transgressors. We got million, billion, zillion sins. But they are pious people. There are so many hafiz, so many awliyaullah, so many ulama, so many senior people. Somebody's dua Allah accepts, so all our dua will be accepted, okay? How much we make dua? First you praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Thereafter you read salawat, Durood Sharif. Do you know the meaning of Durood Sharif? Durood is not an Arabic word. Durood is not Urdu. Durood is a Farsi word, Persian word. So what does it mean? Afizab, Afiz Muawiyah, Afiz Muhammad Jamil, and Afiz Ismail. It means that, where is it, Qari Usman? Our Qari Usman, where is it? For further Imam. The Imam ran away. Oh, he's not there. Oh. Achha, very good. So I wanted him to read Qiraat, I wanted to hear him. So says, anyway, fear him. So Allah Ta'ala make easy for him. I was happy he told me that he graduated in Ta'alum Newcastle. I spoke to him a little bit. So anyway, my brothers, so you must praise Allah Ta'ala, read Salawat, Durood Sharif, and Durood, the meaning is in Farsi. You have a farm, and your farm has bumper crop, bumper harvest. So you sell your harvest, your crops, in minimum time, and you receive maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. So we just say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Durood Sharif, Allah Jalla wa Ala, out of His fadl, out of His grace, out of His mercy, out of His benevolence, He loves it so much, He Himself, the Master alayhi salam, the Master Allah Ta'ala, sent Durood and Salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surah 33 verse 56, Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. So I read it in the beginning, and Thursday night, Friday, we should read more and more. Aksiru minas salati alayya yawm al-jum'ah. So that is the meaning of Durood Sharif. So let's turn to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We all make dua inshallah. So inshallah, let's try and face Qibla, and inshallah we make dua collectively inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان ولك الحمد بالإسلام ولك الحمد بالنبي آخر الزمان ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالصحة والعافية ولك الحمد بالأهل والعيال اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا ولك الحمد بما كرمتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا ولك الحمد بما زدتنا وأعطيتنا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكون من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما على الله توكلنا على الله توكلنا ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين اللهم اكفنيهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم إنا نسألك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم اجعل تدبيرهم تدميرهم يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين المظلومين المستضعفين وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا حي يا قيوم يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين الملعونين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبقي منهم احدا اللهم سلط عليهم قلبا من كلابك يا رب العالمين
اللهم اجدد وطأتك على جيوش إسرائيليين وأمريكيين وبريطانيين وهنديين وأعداء الدين يا رب العالمين. اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه. اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم ووسع مدخلهم واقرب نزلهم ونقهم من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الابيض من الدنس. اللهم ان كانوا محسنين فزد في احسانهم وان كانوا مسيئين فتجاوز عن سيئاتهم. اللهم ارزقهم جنه الفردوس الاعلى. اللهم انا نسالك جنه الفردوس الاعلى. اللهم اجرنا من النار. اللهم اجرنا من النار يا ارحم الراحمين يا حنان يا منان يا اكرم الاكرمين يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. يا الله ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے. یا اللہ ستاری کا معاملہ فرما دیجئے. یا اللہ دین کے لیے قبول فرما دیجئے. یا اللہ حبیبنا مصطفی رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سفارش نصیب فرما دیجئے قیامت کے روز یا رب العالمین. یا اللہ جو لوگ بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا کامل عطا فرما. یا اللہ جن کا انتقال ہو گیا ایمان کے ساتھ ان کی قبر کو نور سے منور بربر دے. یا اللہ ان کی بال بال مغفرت فرما دیجئے. یا اللہ ان کے خاندان والوں کو صبر جمیل عطا فرما دیجئے. یا اللہ on this Mubarak night, on this Mubarak place, this Mubarak gathering, Ya Allah, where our youngsters are, our old people are, our mutakifin are here, the imams are here, the trustees are here. Ya Allah, we beg of you. Ya Allah, you accept our dua, broken dua. Ya Allah, forgive all our vices and sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we all are sinners, Ya Allah, we admit. Ya Allah, confession of our crime, admission of our crime. Rabbana ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم انك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم انك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. يا الله make our خاتمه on ايمان. يا الله you blessed us with ايمان and islam. When we leave this world, يا الله let us go with the kalima tayyiba, لا اله الا الله محمد رسول الله. يا الله make that the best day in our life. Allahumma jal khayra ayyamina thumma nalqaka fi, the day we come to meet you, Ya Allah, then you are pleased with us, we are pleased with you. What will happen during sakarat time, Ya Allah, when it is our last moments? If no doctor, nobody to help us, it's only you, beloved Allah, we beg of you on this Mubarak night, Ya Rab. Allahumma inna ala sakaratil maut. Allahumma inna ala sakaratil maut. Ya Allah, help us during the time of sakarat. You Allah, give us the tawfiq to recite the kalima tayyiba, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. What will happen on that time, Ya Allah? Somebody else will be giving us ghusl. Today we all made ghusl. Today we wore our best clothes. That day somebody else will be giving us ghusl. Somebody else will be putting on our shroud and kafan. Ya Allah, what will happen? We don't know. We beg of you, your mercy. Ya Allah, adkhilna fi rahmatik. Ya Allah, include us in your special mercy. Then our janaza will take place. Where will it take place? We don't know. We beg of you, Ya Allah, give us death in Makkah Mukarramah. Give us death in Madinah Munawwarah. Give us death in Masjid al-Aqsa. Ya Allah, give us death on the Friday or Monday, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Give us a respectful death, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, we don't know where we will pass away. We don't know where we will be buried, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Time is limited, but Ya Allah, you are Qawiyyun Aziz. Your mercy is unlimited. You said so yourself, Ya Allah. Wa rahmati wasi'at kulla shay. Ya Allah, so many brothers and sisters are ill. They could not fast, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they love to fast. But you know best, grant them siha afia. Give them a speedy recovery. Give them health, Ya Allah. Grant us health, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak occasion, we remember our loved ones, our beloved parents, Ya Allah. Our beloved siblings, Ya Allah, our beloved children, our beloved teachers, our beloved mashayikh, Ya Allah, we beg of you. Hamari dua ko tukrana nahi. Ya Allah, don't reject our duas. The person asking is a sinner, he's a transgressor, Ya Allah, but they are masoom children. They are awliya Allah, they are senior citizens, Ya Allah, they are youngsters,
حافظین علماء ان کی برکت سے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وسیلہ سے یا اللہ ایکسیپٹ اور دعاز یا اللہ یا اللہ فقیب اور پیرنس یا رب یا اللہ وقیل اور پیرنس گرانتی جنت الفردوس لعلیٰ یا اللہ they did everything for us اللہ give us توفیق to make dua for them daily یا رب العالمین ربنا اغفر لی ولوالدی وللمؤمنین یوم یقوم الحساب یا اللہ وقیل اور برادر سسٹرز اور مجاہدین اور چلدن ان Palestine, in Gaza, Ya Rab, our Muslim countries, Arab countries have abandoned them, but you will not abandon them. Fallahu Mawlana, Fallahu Mawlana, Fani'mal Mawla wa Ni'mal Nasir. Every day they are bombed, bombs are falling on them, and their bodies are torn to pieces, the head somewhere, the leg somewhere, the feet somewhere. Ya Allah, when will this come to an end? We are so hopeless, useless, Ya Allah. We cannot help our beloved masoom children in Ghazla, the Madinatul Shuhada, Madinatul Hufaz, every house at the Hafiz, every house at the Shaheed. Ya Allah, the barakah, the wasila of our children in Ghazla, give them victory against the Jutlas, decimate the Zionists, Ya Rab. We can only beg you, Allah, wa munzil al-kitab, wa mujri al-sahab, wa hazim al-ahzab, wa hazim al-ahzab. You are Allah, the destroyer of this coalition and its enemies, all of them who are helping them, whether the Americans or the Europeans, whether it is the Arabs or anybody else, the Munafiqeen and Murtaddeen who are helping them. Ya Allah, if there's no hidayah for them, you decimate and destroy them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma munzil al-kitab wa mujri al-sahab wa hazim al-ahzab ihzimhum wa zalzilhum ihzimhum wa zalzilhum ihzimhum wa zalzilhum wa the barakah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we completed the Quran Sharif at home or in the masajid in so many million thousand places. Through the barakah of Quran, through the barakah of Fatmul Quran, accept our du'as, show us the victory, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't let their blood go in vain. We know their blood will not go in vain. That we have firm yaqeen and conviction in your promises, Ya Rab. Ya Allah, give us victory. Fansurna alayhi. فانصرنا عليهم واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا فاعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فانصرنا على اليهود الظالمين فانصرنا على المستوطنين فانصرنا على سهاينا والكافرين يا رب العالمين اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك يا قوي يا عزيز يا لا ريتان مجل الأقصى imagine what shame for us 1 billion plus people. We can't even enter Aqsa. They have to give us permission, the Chutlas. How many masajid, your houses they have destroyed? How many homes they have destroyed? How many children and shuhada? Over 200,000, Ya Rab. Where can we go to, Ya Allah, besides your door, Ya Rab? Ya Allah, have mercy on this Ummah. Unite us, unite our hearts, Ya Allah. Unite husband and wife, parents and children, siblings, brothers and sisters. Ya Allah, unite the people of Barbados, Ya Allah. Unite the Ummah in South Africa. Unite the Ummah in Africa and the whole world, Ya Allah. Unite us on the Haqq, Ya Rab. Unite us on the Haqq, Ya Rab. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Allahumma aslih dada baynina. Wahdina subul as-salam. Ya Allah, take us to the Haramain Sharifin. Bar bar hazri naseeb farma dijiye. Take us for Umrah. Take us for Hajj. Take us to our first Qibla, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, they have banned us. But you are the one, you will give us victory. We have firm conviction, Ya Allah. Allahumma harrir al-Masjid al-Aqsa min al-Yahud al-Ghasibin al-Muhtallin al-Mal'unin al-Mustawtinin. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Not only victory, Ya Allah, make us part of the victory. When the victory comes, we are there. And inshallah, the flag of Islam will fly over Palestine, over Masjid al-Aqsa. Ya Allah, Salahuddin Ayyubi, you gave him the honor of liberating Palestine. We need another Salahuddin in this day and this age, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, our Mujahideen who gave their lives, you reward them. Even today, our Hamas, our Mujahideen say, Imma al-Ghanima wa Imma al-Shahada.
martyr. Either we will give martyrdom or either we will go for victory. But lan nastaslim li ahad, we will never surrender. Ya Allah, give us that iman. Ya Allah, give us that conviction. Give our children that conviction. Ya Allah, today we are bombarded by the Western culture. Ya Allah, our children are going astray. Our people are going astray. Ya Allah, guide our youth. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the scourge of drugs. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, protect our marriages. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Wadud. Ya Wadud. Ya Wadud. Allah ma'allif bayna qulubina. Ya Allah, our mothers, sisters. Give them the quality of haya and shame and modesty. Ya Rab. Ya Allah, do not let them get so influenced by the Western customs and culture. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, give our sons and our daughters wonderful spouses. Ya Allah. Give them pious children. Ya Rabbal Alameen. So many of them are begging us, let me dua for us. Our children must get good spouses, good children, good proposals. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant each one of us, grant each one of them. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yuni waj'alna lil-muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, this is a broken dua on this Mubarak night, in this Mubarak place. We have nowhere else to go. Ya Allah, we are beggars. We raise our hands as a beggar in front of you. Wallahu al-ghani wa antumul fuqara. You are totally independent. You can reject it, Ya Allah. Only we will be the losers. Ya Allah, but you will reject it. Because you said, Uduni astajib lakum. You said, O beloved Allah, call me and I will accept your dua. In the ayats of Ramadan, you said, Wa idha sa'alaka ibadi anni fa indi qareeb. Ujibu da'wata da'i idha da'af. You said, Ya Allah, that if you call you, you will respond to our dua positively. Innaka kulta wa qawluka al-haq. Ya Allah, your kalam is haq. You are truth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is truth. Islam is truth. Ya Allah, we beg of you. This broken dua of ours, accept it, Ya Allah. Grant us all siha and afia. Do not make us muhtaj of people, Ya Rab. Make us muhtaj of you, Ya Rab. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-haram. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min sayyil asqaf. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-hawri ba'd al-kawr. Allahumma jal khayra ayyamina yawma talqaka fi. Allahumma ansurhum fi ghazza al-mubaraka ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma alayka bi amerikiyin wa hindiyin wa israeliyin wa a'da'iddin. Allahumma ahsim adada. Allahumma ahsim adada. Waqtulhum badada. Wa la tubdi minhum ahada. Qala Allah ta'ala fi sha'ni habibi. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min al-khayri kulli ajilihi wa ajili ma alimna minhu wa ma lam na'lam. Wa na'udhu bika min al-sharri kullihi ajilihi wa ajili ma alimna minhu wa ma lam na'lam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Ramadan is budding us say well. Allahumma a'id alayna Ramadan marratin wa karratin ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, let us experience many, many more Ramadans, Ya Allah, out of your fadl, grace, mercy, benevolence, Ya Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna siyamana wa qiyamana wa tilawatana wa du'aana wa jami'a amalina saliha ya Rabbal Alameen. All our broken efforts, Ya Allah, you accepted, Ya Allah, our youngsters who are performing Taraweeh in this Mubarak Masjid. Grant them, Ya Allah, Jannat al-Firdaus. Grant their parents, Jannat al-Firdaus. Grant their teachers, Jannat al-Firdaus. Ya Allah, make our children hafiz, make our children ulama, make our children the khadims of deen of Islam. Ya Allah, accept us for your deen. Ya Allah, our madrasas, our darulums, the tabligh jamaat, the khankas, you protect all of them, Ya Allah, from the hasidin and hafidin. Those who want to cause harm to our institutions, Ya Allah, you protect us all, Ya Allah. Bi fadlika wa rahmatika wa judika wa karamika wa lutfika, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Rabbana taqabbal minna إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين
المؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين آمين آمين. إن شاء الله tomorrow Fajr will be 20 past 5 because I have a radio program, and then after Fajr I'll stay in the masjid. We have a Q&A program, so you can listen to the Q&A live. People ask questions and then inshallah we will answer. So that will be our program, and then tomorrow Jummah will be here, and around 12:30 inshallah the lecture will take place. Azan will be 20 past 12 will be Azan inshallah, then 5 minutes for Sunnah, and 12:30 to 1 inshallah with the lecture. So these are our programs here in your beautiful town Babadan. Allah Ta'ala accept all of you, Allah accept all of us, and to all the trustees, all the imams and all the musallis and properties, we say Jazakallah khairan. Remember the Sunnah also in your du'as. We will also make du'as. Please, brothers, don't waste time tonight over the TV and cell phone and kill time. We don't know how many more Laylatul Qadr we will see. So if you don't want to do anything, go sleep, brother. And inshallah, try and wake up early, and then inshallah, tahajjud, dua and charity and whatever good deed you can do, Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.